Who do people say that I am? Simple question Jesus asked. You know, really, at that time, as well as today, everyone acknowledges there is a man, Jesus. But who is he? What does he stand for? That was the question he asked. And according to the crowd, some said John the Baptizer, some a prophet, a significant person. And then Jesus asked his disciples, and how about you? Peter, the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the deliverer sent by God. What's interesting, even after Peter said this, Jesus went on to describe, which is in the Old Testament, which Peter would have known, some of the things related to the suffering servant that God would send. But no, he didn't want that. That didn't fit his image of Christ. And so Jesus went on to correct both Peter and the crowd on what image he meant to project. Follow me, deny oneself, take up a cross. And so we do. And yet, even as there was confusion then, there is still confusion today, and great disagreement on who this Jesus is and the image he projects. There are many out there who don't accept that he is God, a Savior. After all, if he was, then why is there so much hardship and pain and persecution? Why are there wars? Let's even bring it back home, specifically closer. A lot of the people I serve and work with are blind. And they especially really struggle with God and the image of Jesus. A Savior? An anointer? A deliverer? When their life's in shambles, 60% are single, living alone, isolated, separated. 70% are unemployed. They want a job, but no one will give it to them. 80% don't read Braille. We're not talking a small number of people. It's a large group, 11 to 15 million. We're really not sure because so many are isolated. That's at least 4% of the United States population. And 95% of them, because of their difficulties in life, are not churched. God, Christ, an anointed deliverer? I don't think so, they would say. And I can understand. When I lost my sight at 11, some Christians gathered around and said, let's pray that God give you your sight. And after 3 weeks of praying and nothing happening, the leader came and said, Dave, you must have some terrible sin in your life that's stopping God's power. Other people have said to me, if you only had enough faith. But you know, even though the life circumstances might make one question and wonder, it does not change the fact and the reality that Jesus is the Savior, the one sent by God. And he is not just any old Savior, he's our Savior. For he was born not to princes and palaces, but to peasants in poverty, for you and me. And he, though he was innocent, suffered and died, not for his sins, he had none, but for yours and mine, that you and I might know that we are forgiven by what he did. He knows the difficulties and hardships. He ran for his life many times. And now he seeks to give it to us. And that's really what Lutheran Blind Mission is all about. Reaching these isolated, separated people. We produce materials and send it to them. Over 4,000, and we're looking to reach more. We have set up outreach centers using one blind person connected with a congregation to reach out into that blind community because they know where each other are, to share the fact and the reality that our God does love us. He does, for Jesus' sake, accept and forgive us. One of these leaders, Martha, she's in Philadelphia, was going about inviting people, and she came across a gal, I'll call her name Nancy, and invited Nancy. Nancy said, no, I won't come. Time and time again, she refused to come to that simple gathering with food and fellowship, which is our springboard to serve in other ways in sharing the gospel. Finally, Martha, if you knew Martha, you'd know she only puts up with that so long. And I'm not sure, well, I kind of know how, but I'll say it. I'm not sure exactly, but she took her cane, took a bus, and she found Nancy and said, Nancy, why won't you come? And Nancy said, I've given up in the world. I've given up on God. You see, when I was a child, I was abused. And in the abuse, I was blinded. And also my face now is horribly disfigured. I'm ugly. People hate to look at me. They gasp. And I'm just tired of being a freak. And Martha calmly said, but Nancy, we're inviting you to an outreach center for the blind. We're all blind. We don't know what you look like and we don't care. Oh. You mean these people will accept? You mean I... Oh. And for the first time, she felt acceptance. A place that she could come. And she did. And she's been coming ever since. I was there about 8 months after Nancy started coming. And you, in case you don't know it, I am totally blind. But do you know what I saw? I saw the most beautiful spirit who loves Jesus, who found out that her God loves and accepts her because of what he did, not who she is. And she's one of the more active people in that outreach center, inviting more people to come and learn about Jesus and his love and forgiveness and acceptance. Because at that outreach center, they convey the image of an open, caring, loving God, both in word and in action. That's what Lutheran Blind Mission is all about. But you know, it's not just about mission work out there or mission work in Lutheran Blind Mission. It's really about all of us, each and every day. Stop and think for a moment. In the next couple days, who are you going to be with? Who are you going to connect with? I know many of you, being seminarians, have jobs. And you're out there working. I bet you anything, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with people who are hurting and aching inside, just like Nancy, who can't find a place or people who will accept them for who they are. Enough time to be able to share about a God who, because of Jesus, accepts them. You and I are the key in sharing this message to change their understanding, even as Jesus changed Peter's understanding, the crowd's understanding of our God, who himself denied himself, took up his cross, and gave his life so that we might have life. For you see, life isn't just about our earthly circumstances. That's what Nancy learned at that outreach center. Those are just circumstances. Life is about knowing Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And when we know that he is with us, circumstances are secondary. And we know that in eternity, they mean nothing at all. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, who accepts us because of what he did on the cross.